الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, decorate your gatherings with durood upon me, because indeed your durood will be noor for you on the day of judgment. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. On the blessed day of Eid, alhamdulillah, a time of happiness, a time of rejoice, a time of eating and drinking and different types of pleasures. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed this ummah with such beautiful days where all Muslims, brothers and sisters and family members, they get together, they perform worships together in the morning, they perform, you know, different feasts and celebrations in their homes. What we do on Eid day, we wear fresh clothes, we put on beautiful itar and perfume, the scents, different type of scents. We have a very happy face on the day of Eid. Well, this is how we should be. Our happy face, our smile should increase on the day of Eid. Our smile, honestly, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his smile would radiate the room, such that Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa even found her needle in the middle of the night. So smiling gets you far in life. At the day of Eid, we should spend our day in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should do the tasbih and tazkir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout this blessed day. On the day of Eid, we meet families and friends. We meet people that we may not have seen for the entire year or few months. We greet different people. We should always remember that first time you meet someone and greet someone, that leaves an impression. Meet someone with happiness, with no enmity. Remove all past worries and hardships and any sort of calamities that you have faced between a brother. Remove them from your mind and your heart. And meet people with a fresh start. In this month, we give gifts. We give gifts to our young ones, even our elders. We give gifts to the poor people, to the orphans. We open our hearts and our pockets on this special occasion. Due to the happiness, the people of the Arabs in the time of the Prophet, the Sahaba Ikram, they would feast upon happiness. So if a child was born in the house, they would slaughter an animal in happiness. The slaughter would be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so they would reap the rewards, and then they would sit together and feast on an animal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He blesses us in this time where He ordains us, He commands us to give our sadaqatul fitr before Eid. So on the way to Eid, right, we should give our sadaqai fitr. We should give our money, okay, to the poor people, and let that money get to them before we have read our salatul Eid. So if there were any sort of contamination, any sort of defect in our fasting, in our siyam, maybe in our qiyam, for the sake of this money going to the poor person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lifts or removes any sort of defect from our fasting. we meet many people on the time of Eid, especially after Salatul Eid, after the Salah with the extra 6 takbir, and then the khutbah delivered by the Imam. Yes, then we read Salatul Salam in our masajid. Then we greet people, we meet people, we perform mu'anaka, we hug people, we give them salam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, اتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرة فمن لم يجد فبكلمة طيبة. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that fear the fire of hell. Even one piece of date takes you away, puts you in a distance from the fire of hell. And now, even if you do not have a piece of date, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Fabi kalimatin tayyiba." Yani even some good words that you speak to a person, even that, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "La tahqiranna min al ma'rufi shay'an." That do not underestimate any righteous act, any good deed. That even if you was to meet your brother with a smiley face, as I mentioned before, this smiley face gets you very far in life, even in the hereafter. This smiley face, the Prophet ﷺ says, do not underestimate the smiley face, the smile that you give someone. You will pass an interview if you have a smile. You will get to positions where you would never think of with a smile than without. You will get far in life with a smile. So far, even in the hereafter, this smile gets you into Jannah. Do not underestimate the reward of giving a smile to a person. We, on the day of Eid, we should be very cheerful, happy. Okay? We should be stress-free. We should relax ourselves. Be cheerful. Be happy. But do not be ghafil. Don't fall into negligence. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, she says that I never saw the Prophet laughing so much that you could see the back of his throat. The Prophet would smile. Tabassum. He would smile. So be happy, but do not become ghafil. Ghafil means to forget Allah's existence. To forget that you are being watched. To forget that Allah knows what you are doing. This is ghafil, this is ghafla, negligence. We do not want to become negligent on the day of Eid. Eid is a time where we eat, we drink, with family. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or there's a hadith of anna ashab rasulillah sallallahu alaihi wasallam qalu ya rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam inna naakulu. The Sahaba Ikram asked the Prophet that, ya Rasulullah, we do eat, wala nashba'u, but we do not get full. It doesn't satisfy us. Qala, fala'allakum taftariqun. That maybe or perhaps it's because you eat separately, you eat alone. Qalu na'am. The Sahaba Ikram said, yes, that is the case. Sometimes we do eat alone. The Prophet ﷺ gave 3 orders. He says, eat together, and invoke the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani, read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah will put blessings in it. So we have to remember, when we eat, we could eat whatever we want. We might not get food. Until Allah does not put that barakat in our ta'am, our food, we will not get that satisfaction, that pleasure, or even the blessings of that food, if Allah has not placed it in that. The Prophet ﷺ says that recite the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and eat with your right hand. Eat with your right hand and eat from the closest to you. Yani, because we sit around with family, don't stretch your arm across the table or across the dining mat, the dastarkhan. Eat, have this discipline of eating. Don't eat like, you know, animals. That's what Islam wants us to do. He wants us to behave like civilized humans. Right? That's why the Prophet ﷺ, he says, La أَكُلُ muttaqiyan. I do not eat whilst my back is leaning against something. When you eat, you need to still be focused upon the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not become ghafil whilst eating. The Prophet ﷺ never ever found defects, or he never mentioned the defects in anyone's food. Qat, ever. If he liked it, he would eat, and if he did not like it, he would leave it. But he would never criticize the food. He would never say it's too warm, or it's too cold, or it's too spicy, or too salty, or it's too bland. If you want to eat it, eat it. Don't ever break someone's heart. Someone's put all that effort into cook, okay? If there is some sort of defect in that, something's missing, someone's not put the salt in, don't break someone's heart, and not especially on the day of Eid. If you are sat with family and you do not like something, leave it. The Prophet ﷺ would leave it. But he would never criticize it. You would break someone's heart. You do not want to break someone's heart on the day of Eid. Same, not just with food. If someone is dressed in a certain way, you do not want to criticize his dress code. Okay? You will break his heart. You don't want to break someone's heart on the day of Eid. The Prophet ﷺ, remember, we've been fasting for the entire month. We've controlled our nafs, our desires, our stomach, our thirst and our hunger. On the day of Eid as well, the Prophet ﷺ, we shouldn't eat too much food. We shouldn't overfill our plate. And this hadith that I'm about to read is very, very interesting. The Prophet ﷺ says, he gives us like a formula. Ta'amul wahid yakfil ithnain. The food for one person is sufficient for two. Ta'amul ithnain yakfil arba'a. The food of two people is sufficient for four. And ta'amul arba'a yakfi thamaniya, and the food of four people is sufficient for eight. So, what this tells us is, if we are ordering food, we shouldn't order extra. We should order enough for the people that are coming, right? And inshallah, Allah will place the barakat within that. And then, the barakat within that, it will be enough for everyone. Our trust should be in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's zaat. And if there's extra left over, we should not waste that food. The food that's left over, we should not waste that. Our neighbors have a right as well. Okay? Our family members, that food can be distributed. Ifshu salam wa at'imu ta'am. Spread salam and just continuously feed people. This is the Prophet ﷺ's instructions. Feeding people and giving salam, this spreads love in the community, in the area. How should we dress on the day of Eid? The Prophet ﷺ, he says, wear from amongst your white clothes. The white clothes are the best of your clothes. And shroud your deceased, your dead people, with white clothes. That's what we should adopt. The sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ is to, where he tells us, advises us to wear white, okay, clean clothes that don't have to be new. Okay, you don't have to go and spend a lot of money buying new clothes. Anything just new and fresh, yani, that looks presentable. This is the formula. If wearing them clothes changes your mood and your feeling and make you feel even a slight amount of pride, them clothes are not good for you. Them clothes can lead to your destruction. Something so small that we hardly think about. So when we purchase clothes, we should think, will this piece of cloth, will this piece of designer garment, will it make me arrogant or not? If I spend this much money on this piece of clothing, okay, is this beneficial for me, or is it non-beneficial for me? And you know, a person can spend loads of money on clothes to make himself look unique, but just remember, someone else has done that as well. Now you're not unique anymore. And people lose this. People spend a lot of money on clothes. A lot of that money, we have brothers who are in poverty. A lot of that money could be donated towards the right cause, like the FGRF. Now, jewelry is forbidden on the day of Eid. Remember, we have been performing all these good deeds throughout the entire month, right? On the day of Eid, our jewelry comes out, right? Jewelry is prohibited for a man, specifically gold. Prophet ﷺ said, gold is not for the men of my ummah. They will get to use gold in Jannah. In Jannah, you will be able to use gold, not in the dunya. The Prophet ﷺ says, do not wear silk. Okay, when we purchase our clothes, we should check if they have silk inside. Whoever wears it in the dunya, he will not be able to wear it in the hereafter. You will be deprived in the hereafter from wearing it. Silk should not be worn for men of this ummah. The Prophet ﷺ, he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he loves to see the traces of his ni'am, his blessings, his favors upon his servant. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you ni'mas, ni'am, blessings, you should show them blessings as well. However, we should do it with moderation. We should be in the middle. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best clothes are the white clothes. Okay? The best clothes are the white. Stay away from silk. Okay? Wear good perfume. Right? You could make yourself look presentable. But you do not want to be going over the top by wearing silk or jewelry, etc., etc. So there should be a moderation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes a person to express the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time, moderation is a necessity. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also says, khayrul umuri awsatuha, that the best. So if there's a matter that you cannot try to differentiate which one's better, okay, there's option A and then there's option C. The Prophet ﷺ said, أَوْسَطُهَا, take the middle route, the route of moderation. There's certain dua for wearing clothes on Eid, we wear new clothes. O Allah, for you is all praises. You clothed me with this. I ask you for the goodness of it and the goodness of what it was made for. And then the Prophet says, and I seek refuge from its evils and the evils of what it may have been created for. So even when you wear clothes, right, reading the dua and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the clothing that He has blessed you with, this is the absolute top level of humility, where for wearing clothes or wearing shoes or combing your beard or looking in the mirror, wearing itar, putting on surma, the kuhal, reading dua before and after all these actions, is that level of spirituality that gets you to a high elevated rank. Eid is not about wearing new clothes and who looks the best or who smells the best, who has the best car. It's not about who's giving the most gifts to the youngsters in their family. Eid is only about fearing the divine retribution of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's not about wearing new clothes and driving fancy cars and smelling the best. It's about, did you succeed in Ramadan or not? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would split his day into three portions. His day, so we would class our normal day as 24 hours. So if you split it in three portions, that would be 8 hours each. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would split his day into three. One portion was for himself, his general tasks, whether that was sleeping or eating or cleaning. The Prophet ﷺ taught us cleanliness. So one was his individual worship or his individual life. The second portion of his day was with his family and his friends, the Sahaba Ikram. It's the third portion of the Prophet ﷺ's life would go towards the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So first point was himself. The second portion of his life was for his family and his friends. The third portion of his day would go for sincerely worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our fasting in the past month. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us on the day of Eid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our entire worships, our sadaqat, our zakat, our efforts. And on this blessed day, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make Muslims around the world happy, give them a pleasurable day, a day full of rejoice. Ameen. بجاه النبي جل امين صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم